been here a long time. I'm very sorry to have kept you waiting. This has been an amazing night. A wonderful night for Labour. A fabulous, I hope, transforming moment for the country. Now, something may have happened in the last 20 minutes, but when I last look at the figures, Ben Along is on a knife edge. Ben Along is still on a knife edge. The result is not clear, but what a wonderful, wonderful campaign this has been. What you've all done over the past 6 months is to show in Ben Along that a contest matters. And I can't be sure of the outcome, and maybe we can't by the time we go to bed, if we go to bed tonight. But you know what? I do know one thing. Ben Along will never, ever be taken for granted again. I just want to say a few words about what I've learned about Australia over the past 6 months. I thought I knew this country. As you know, in 30 years of journalism, I've interviewed most prominent Australians. But you know what? I missed some of the best of them. Because some of the best of them are right here in Ben Along. You only meet them when you knock on their doors or listen to what they say to you in shopping centres, or when you hold a town hall meeting, as we did right here in this hall about 3 months ago. And it was packed out that night, but boy, there's a bigger crowd here tonight. I'm thinking about a lot of people I've met over this campaign, but I'll mention just a couple. I'm thinking of the 90-year-old Sister Louise, who's at St. Catherine's, who I met just a couple of weeks ago. She's blind, but the day I talked to her, she said, "Nobody's blind in heaven." And I'm thinking of 6-year-old Emily at Denniston East. She told me that she told her parents to vote for Kevin Rudd because Kevin Rudd would be a great Prime Minister for children. And you know, we need a great Prime Minister for children. And I'm thinking as well of a boy called Ali, who only recently completed his HSC exams, who, maybe Ali, you're here tonight, who a few years ago was in a Pakistani refugee camp waiting for passage out. And Ali has found a safe home and a welcome here in Australia. Yes. And the person... The person who has guided his path to what I know will be an exceptional career, Ali, whatever you do, is a teacher. a teacher right here in this Bennelong community.